Ermuth nodded.
I hate that you need to know this, but you do.
Quickly, efficiently, and with compassion, he described the recovery of the Mad Jedi, the bloodless coup, and Alla's subsequent imprisonment. The Triumvirate, comprising Dorvan, Senator Treen, and Saba Sebatine, worked to continue keeping things from completely falling apart.
I want to see her,
Nex said.
Well, that's what a lot of folks are saying,
said Ermuth.
Someone spirited her away before she could have a fair trial. It was during the chaos of her prison break that my client also escaped.
Nex's eyes widened at that.
I think perhaps I am still in my coma and watching a holodrama, he said,
his voice both wry and bitter.
Do we know who came to her aid?
We know who it was intended to look like, said Asokeji. One Boba Fett, in what looked like distinctive Mandalorian armor.
You think it wasn't?
It was someone wearing a very good imitation of his armor.
In other words, someone wanted us to think it was Fett,
mused Nek.
Precisely, sir. No leads yet as to who it really was.
Fett makes sense,
Nek said. He felt a profound sorrow. None of this had needed to happen. He had known Natasi Dalla for years. Most of the time, they saw eye to eye. But this...
Whoever helped her escape, she must be found and brought to trial. A fair trial,
he said quietly.
I have sworn an oath of Krevi to protect the Galactic Alliance, and I will do so with my last breath.
Which, said Asokeji, you almost experienced.
He exchanged glances with Ermuth.
For what it is worth, neither of us thinks Dalla had a hand in it.
His cheek folds darkened a little.
He knows this because he called her on it,
said Ermuth. Nek gazed with renewed respect at his aide-de-camp.
Her reaction convinced me she had nothing to do with it,
Asokeji continued, but he volunteered nothing more. Nek nodded his understanding.
How is Dorvan holding up?
Quite well, all things considered. The man doesn't have a lot of enemies. He might not be the most fascinating conversationalist in the world, but he gets things done, and nearly everyone's amenable to working with him. The Jedi aren't out to ruin the GA, Nek.
I know,
Nek said.
That was one thing that Dalla never understood.
He sighed, growing fatigued by the conversation.
I suppose I'd better fill you in on what I remember of the attack before I drift off again,
he said.
Before you do that, I think we need to bring another participant to the meeting,
said Ermuth. He reached into his old-fashioned black bag and withdrew a decidedly modern miniature holographic receiver. He pressed a button, and a very small figure of Wynn Dorvan appeared.
Admiral,
said Dorvan's tiny image.
Dorvan,
said Nek, pleased.
Good to see you, even looking so tiny.
Not all of us can be tall and intimidating,
said Dorvan, in his usual bland but pleasant tones.
I am delighted to hear that you're awake and alert. Your uncle has informed me, however, that very few know about your changing condition. I think that's wise, and we should keep it that way for as long as we can. A sort of private club, as it were.
Nek glanced at his uncle, his aide, and the acting chief of state. It was a good and trustworthy group, and just as important, small. He nodded.
I agree. I remember everything about the attack. Let me tell you about it.